Hi, I'm Ty Domi of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Watch Jeopardy, or you're going to have to drop the gloves with me.
Come on. You want a piece of this, huh?
This is Jeopardy. Please welcome today's contestants. A graduate student from Bloomington, Indiana, K.C. Backer. A musician from Lincoln, Nebraska, Graham House. And our returning champion, a software engineer from Salt Lake City, Utah, Ken Jennings, whose cash winnings total $1,906,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, Johnny. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. There's always another bridge to cross, another mountain to climb, another record to break. The current record for most money won on a game or quiz show is $2,180,000, set by a man named Kevin Olmsted on Regis's show Millionaire. Our champion, Ken Jennings, is within a couple of hundred thousand of that. But Graham and KC are here to prevent him from breaking that record. They want to start winning money. Let's see what happens. Good luck. Jeopardy round starts us off with the one daily double in one of these categories. First off, we have presidents by kids. We'll give you the kids. You identify the prez. Next, we have hockey. Food, glorious food. Humanitarian ladies. Nicknames and icky words. I-C-K in quotation marks. Ken, you're the champ. You go first.
Presidents by kids for 200, Alex.
Abigail, John Q, Charles. Ken.
Who's John Adams?
Right.
Presidents for 400.
John. Calvin. Ken.
Who's Calvin Coolidge?
Right.
Presidents for 600.
Linda. Lucy. Ken.
Who's LBJ?
Correct.
Presidents for 800.
Fanny. Manning. Burchard. Ken.
Who's Rutherford B. Hayes?
Yes.
Presidents for 1,000.
Abraham. Martin. John. President in this case, Martin Van Buren. All right, Ken, you have $2,000. Go again.
Let's go to nicknames for 200.
This famous nickname of Ty Cobb sounds like a state fruit. Ken, again.
Who's the Georgia peach?
Yes.
Nicknames for 400.
Abraham Lincoln earned this nickname from his skill in chopping wood in half to make fences. Ken.
What's the rail splitter?
That's right.
Nickname 600.
Emily Dickinson was the belle of and later the nun of this Massachusetts town. Graham.
What is Amherst?
Yes.
Food, glorious food for 200.
Created by C.W. Post in 1897, this breakfast cereal does not contain either of the two components in its name. Casey.
What is Grape Nuts?
That's right.
I'll take food, glorious food for 400, please.
Macadamias were originally native to this continent. Ken.
What is Australia?
You got it.
Nicknames for 800.
General Patton's toughness on his enemies and his own men earned him the nickname Old This. Ken.
What is Blood and Guts?
That's right.
Nicknames for 1,000.
Hi there, I'm George Jones. You know, early in my career, a DJ gave me this nickname because he thought I resembled a certain American marsupial.
Ken.
What is possum?
Possum, yes, for George Jones.
Let's continue food for 600.
The red delicious apple was originally called the Hawkeye apple. It was developed in an orchard in this state. Ken.
What is Iowa?
Yes.
Food, 800.
Answer. Daily double. $5,400.
I'll wager $2,100, Alex.
All right, here's the clue. In food, glorious food, the name of these sugar, egg white, and coconut cookies comes from the same root word as a pasta.
What are macaroons?
Macaroons, that's it. Up to $7,500, and you don't get to pick again just yet because we have to take a break for this. KC Backer is from Bloomington, Indiana. What's the KC for?
Kristen Courtney.
All right. You are a graduate student in art history.
I am.
And you are a student in art history because of a special painting.
Yes, actually. I majored in art history in college, but as the end of college approached, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and then one day in class, Botticelli's Primavera was shown on the screen, and it just, I was overwhelmed with emotion, and I just knew I had to go into art history, so I started applying to grad school the next day, actually.
Good for you. Graham House, Lincoln, Nebraska, musician.
Indeed. I play horn and piano, what you might call classical or orchestral and chamber music.
Now, in my history, being a musician means having a day job as well.
That's
true. Yours also?
I'm no exception. I also am a classical radio announcer, classical music radio announcer.
Oh, terrific. Favorite composer?
Probably Richard Strauss.
Ah, okay. Thus spake
Zarathustra.
All right, I'm going to reveal something about Ken Jennings that no one knows, even though he's been our champion on Jeopardy for many months now. When he was an infant, his mother grabbed him by the foot and dipped him in the river Styx. And our challenger, Graham, here is here today to find your Achilles heel and stop you. What's the weirdest thing that has happened to you since you became champion on Jeopardy?
The weirdest thing that's happened? We were at dinner with some friends, and a guy just came over and just wanted to talk to me about Jeopardy. And usually people will say hi and leave. This guy stayed for about 20 minutes and gave me tax tips and all kinds of helpful
hey,
stuff.
Hey, that's not a bad deal because you're up to $1,000,009. You know that. And you could add to that today. You're in the lead right now. Pick up your signaling device. Make a selection, please, Ken.
Let's finish Food Glorious Food for $1,000.
Last clue in the column. Texas grows a Texas-sized amount of blue corn, often used to make these unleavened flatbreads. Ken.
What are tortillas?
Tortillas, right.
Let's go to Humanitarian Ladies for $200.
Her parents chose Anne Sullivan as her private teacher on the advice of Alexander Graham Bell. Casey.
Who is Helen Keller?
Correct.
Humanitarian Ladies for $400.
Throughout the 1930s, she taught geography at St. Mary's High School in eastern India. Graham.
Who is Mother Teresa?
Yes.
Humanitarian Ladies for $600.
In 1881, she established the first American Red Cross chapter in Dansville, New York. Ken.
Who's Claire Barton?
Right.
Ladies for $800.
The 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, giving women full suffrage, was nicknamed for her. Ken.
Who is Susan B. Anthony?
Yes.
Ladies for $1,000.
Among this pacifist's books were Newer Ideals of Peace and 20 Years at Hull House. Casey.
Who is Jane Addams?
Correct.
Icky words for $200, please.
This pivoted device supports a bicycle or motorcycle when not in use. Ken?
What is a kickstand?
Kickstand, yes, that's an icky word.
Icky for $400.
For years, advertisers have asked us to do this to your Bic lighter. Casey.
What is flick?
Flick it, right.
Icky word, $600.
Last name of the golfing great who was the first to twice win the British Open, Masters, PGA, and U.S. Open. Ken.
What is Nicholas?
Nicholas, Jack Nicholas, right.
Icky for $800.
It's a billy club carried by a policeman. Ken.
What's a nightstick?
Yes.
Icky for $1,000.
These long bloomers were once worn by women and girls as underwear. The icky word this time is knickers. Knickers. Ken. Let's play some hockey.
Hockey for $200, please.
All right, take a look. Watch this carefully.
If Ty Domi crosses the blue line before I get the puck to him, we'll be guilty of this infraction.
Ken.
What is offsides?
Yes.
Hockey for $400.
To figure out how many points a player has, simply add these two totals. Ken.
What are goals and assists?
Right.
Hockey, $600.
Let's go back to the rink.
Any player who messes with me will deal with Ty Domi, who has this job. Also the name of a Dirty Harry film.
Graham.
What is Enforcer?
That's it.
Hockey, $800.
Brian Trottier sparked this team to 4 Stanley Cup championships from 1980 through 1983. Ken.
What's New York?
Be more specific.
The Rangers?
No. Graham or KC? Who are the New York Islanders? And now the last clue for $1,000.
It's the 13-letter word for the skill I was just demonstrating. Mario Lemieux doesn't have to worry.
You guys were so dazzled by my stick-handling ability that you couldn't come up with a word. It's just the shakes. That's all it was. All right, we have Ken at 11,300. KC at 1,800 and Graham with 1,600 in third place. He gets to go first in Double Jeopardy, of course, when we come back. Double Jeopardy time and two daily doubles awaiting us in this round. Here are the categories. World Lit, literature. Whatever happened to, you know, math? Want you to name the lake when we give you the lake city. We'll deal with the whole truth. Nothing but. B-U-T in quotation marks. Graham, you go first.
Whatever happened to for 400?
As of 2004, this, by the time I get to Phoenix singer, was living in Phoenix with his wife and kids. Ken.
Who's Glenn Campbell?
Correct.
Whatever happened to for 800?
The party was over for him after Monday Night Football, but he did play himself on King of the Hill. Graham.
Who is Madden?
Nope. Who was Dandy Don? Dandy Don Meredith. All right, we go back to Ken.
Whatever happened to for 1,200?
This polysyllabic 50s Italian sexpot had a one-woman exhibit of her sculpture in 2003. Casey.
Who is Gina Lollobrigida?
Nope. Ken?
Who is Gina Lollobrigida?
Yep.
Whatever happened to for 1,600?
Ferdinand, who gained renown for doing this on May 3rd, 1986, was turned into Japanese pet food. Ken?
What is winning a horse race?
Be more specific.
The Kentucky Derby?
That's it, yes.
Well, whatever happened to for 2,000?
Once TV's Jennifer Keaton, she grew up to front a rock band called Jaded. Ken?
There's teeny others.
Right.
World Lit for 400, please.
Sir Walter Scott wrote the book about Scottish outlaw Robert McGregor, better known as this. Ken?
Who is Rob Roy?
Yes.
World Lit for 800.
13 years after Sartre wrote L'être et le néant, it was translated into being and this. Ken?
What is nothingness?
Correct.
World Lit for 1,200.
His Decameron may appear to have but a harsh and offensive beginning, but he hoped you'd read on. Graham.
Who's Boccaccio?
Correct.
World Lit 1,600.
This utopian land of Samuel Butler's was located in New Zealand. Ken?
What is Erewhon?
Erewhon is right.
World Lit for 2,000.
There's no dialogue in this author's novel, The Painted Bird. Ken?
Who is Nabokov?
No. Graham or Casey? Who is Jerzy Kosinski? Polish. Back to you, Ken.
Nothing but for 400.
Examples include the two-tailed pasha and the zebra swallowtail. Casey.
What are butterflies?
That's right.
Nothing but 800.
These Gothic architectural supports can be clasping or flying. Graham.
What are buttresses?
Good.
Nothing but for 1,200.
He was Secretary of Agriculture under Nixon and Ford. His name was Earl Butts. Graham, back to you.
Nothing but for 1,600.
Of the genus Ranunculus, this grassland wild plant has large yellow flowers. It's a buttercup. Graham, back to you.
Nothing but for 2,000.
Romeo's two-word interjection when Juliet appears at her window. Graham.
What is but soft?
Good.
The whole truth for 400.
This disciple said he wouldn't believe in the resurrection until he saw and felt the nail holes in Jesus' hands. Ken.
Who's Thomas?
Right.
Whole truth for 800.
A Judas hole is the term for the tiny viewing port in one of these. You can watch the man who betrayed you through it. It's a little opening in a cell door. Ken, back to you.
The whole truth for 1,200.
Answer. Daily double. 17,700, your total.
I'll wager 2,300, Alex.
All right. Asian location where a notoriously horrible event took place on the night of June 20th, 1756.
What is the black hole of Calcutta?
That's correct.
The whole truth for 1,600.
Silver Springs in northern Florida is one of the state's largest water-filled one of these holes. Ken.
What's a quarry?
No. Casey.
What is a sinkhole?
Sinkhole, that's right.
Whole truth 2,000.
The yellow-bellied variety of this woodpecker drills a series of small holes in tree bark to feed. Ken.
What's a sapsucker?
Sapsucker, you got it.
Let's go to math for 400.
It's the absolute value of negative 143. Ken.
What is 143?
That's it.
Math for 800.
A sexagesimal system is based on this number. Ken?
What is 60?
Right.
Math for 1200.
Also a type of equation. It describes functions of the form f of x equals ax squared plus bx plus c. Ken?
What is quadratic?
Quadratic is correct.
Math for 1600.
The area of a parallelogram equals b times h, short for these two measures. Graham?
What are base and height?
That's it.
Lake City for 400.
Cleveland, Ohio. You have to name the lake. Ken?
What is Lake Michigan?
No. Graham?
What is Lake Erie?
Erie, yes.
Lake City, 800.
Toronto, Canada. Ken?
It's Lake Ontario.
Correct.
Math for 2000.
In the ratio of S to R, this measure of an angle is similar to the word that the R stands for.
Ken?
What is the radius?
No. Casey?
What is radian?
Radian. Yes, the R stands for radius, but radian is what we were going for. Casey?
Lake City, 1200.
Answer. The other Daily Double. You can see the score. You know what you have to do.
I'm only going to do 2,000.
All right. Here is the clue then in Lake City. Kampala, Uganda.
What is Lake Victoria?
Good for you. Yes.
Lake City, 1600.
Lausanne, Switzerland. Ken?
What is Lake Geneva?
That's right. Now the $2,000 clue. Aswan, Egypt. Ken.
What is Lake Nasser?
Nasser is right, taking you to $24,800. Next, Graham at $6,800, Casey at $66, and here is Final Jeopardy. The category, Famous Americans. The clue in a moment.
To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created this spokes lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Category is Famous Americans. Here comes the clue. After his public comments were criticized by FDR, he resigned his Air Corps Reserve Commission in April of 1941. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Many, this man did not take a politically correct stand in World War II. We're going to start with KC. She had 6,600. Did she correctly identify who is No Name? Man with No Name. Clint Eastwood? No. Okay.
No,
it'll cost you 6,600. You'll drop to zero. Let's go to Graham House. Anyone there? Who is Mitchell? Billy Mitchell? Is that the one you were thinking of? Incorrect. Sorry. 6,401, leaving you with 399. Now we come to Ken Jennings. What name do we find on his screen? Who is Charles Lindbergh? That is right. The wager was 5,100. His total is now 29,900. And his overall total, $1,936,300. Close. Ever so close to $2 million. Join us tomorrow to see what happens.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
If you've been thinking about switching to Consumer Cellular, now's the time. Because if you sign up today, you can get a $25 credit on any new line of service. That's a $50 credit on two lines. Switch and save today. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Today, strong immunity and better nutrition are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
DCPS shutting down multiple schools after children and staff test positive for COVID-19.
The safety plan in the works between staff and officials. And then a stimulus deal is close. When you can expect a check in the mail. That's new tonight at 11.
ABC7 asks you to donate to Toys for Tots, and boy did you. Saturday, cars lined up for miles in Prince George's County to receive your amazing donations. Thank you for giving so generously, Washington.
ABC7, on your side.
Tracking a powerful cold front for Christmas Eve tonight at 11.